Nolte, Star Wars killer Kathleen Kennedy waiting to retire on a whim. By John Nolte on August 9, 2024. Lucasfilm chief stress Kathleen franchise killer Kennedy is ready to retire but wants to go out on a win rather than slink away after destroying forever two franchises that were once seen as bulletproof, Star Wars and Indiana Jones. At this point, one can only wonder what blackmail she might hold over Disney grooming syndicate chief Bob Iger. Her Lucasfilm reign has been catastrophic, to say the least. Under her woke and hammy hands, Star Wars has alienated a fan base that was once so fervent they forgave the Lucas prequels. According to the chief medical examiner, the slow death of Star Wars was caused by a dreadful trilogy of sequels and a half-dozen wretched Disney Plus streaming series, the latest being The Acolyte, which was laughed, lesbian witches birthed the Jedi or something, off the planet. All of this garbage was poisoned by spell-breaking identity politics, left-wing lectures, and an obvious hatred and contempt for the fan base that made Star Wars a cultural phenomenon. Star Wars is so broken, what was supposed to be an ongoing film franchise that would deliver two movies a year has now gone 5 years without a new release. The only news around Star Wars movies today is all the projects that get cancelled. Kennedy did the same with Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Instead of delivering for the fans, she produced a box office catastrophe by teaming Indy up with a sexless girl boss. Oh, and let's not forget Willow, which she turned into a streaming gay fest so hated by the fans Disney removed it from its streaming service. Were Kennedy to exit Lucasfilm today, it would be covered in the disgrace she deserves. But thanks to affirmative action, she remains in a job a white guy would have lost 5 years ago. And based on this report, she intends to stay until she can walk out, head held high. That Park Place reported. With Kennedy's current Lucasfilm contract reportedly set to expire in October, it will be interesting to see if Disney renews her or if Lucasfilm might be searching for a new studio head. We've been hearing lately that Kathleen Kennedy is not very hands-on with Star Wars at this point. Hollywood scooper WDW Pro said to Chris Gore on a recent episode of his livestream YouTube show. Are you hearing anything similar that she may be operating in title only, at least for now? She wants to retire and leave, film threat Gore said. But she wants to do that on a whim. She's waiting to go out on a big win and she hasn't had one. Will the Disney grooming syndicate allow this? Star Wars and Indiana Jones are the world series of franchises. Leaving Kennedy in charge is like refusing to replace your pitcher in Game 7 after he's loaded the bases. There are no outs, and the count is 3-0. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.